It's early Monday morning, not yet 7 o'clock, as Perry Mason sleepily stretches his arm out to answer the phone beside his bed.
Hello?
This is Paul, Perry.
Oh, speak louder, will you? I can't hear you.
This is Paul, Perry.
Paul? Well?
Now the lawyer is instantly awake as he hears the voice of Private Operative Paul Drake. And as Drake finishes his report...
So, it all goes back to Minnesota, with a detour.
Mm.
You're sure about this now, Paul?
Positive.
Okay, I'll play it using your information. You know, I can get myself in a jam if you're wrong, but I'll go right ahead. So you might as well hang up, Paul. I have plenty to do, and don't ask me what, because I'm not going to tell you. Della, this is Perry.
Perry?
Yes, hang on to your hat.
Hat, I'm in bed.
Well, then hang on to your pin curlers. Now, look, the deal is on.
Oh?
Paul just got confirmation. Are you awake?
Yes, I'm wide awake. Oh, Perry.
Now, look, I have things to do, finishing touches. So, can you understand what I'm saying perfectly?
Perfectly.
Have May brought into court 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
Telephone Bill, tell him to stay out of court this morning. He'll be in the way when things start popping.
Do you want to see him afterwards?
Yes, of course I do. Tell him to meet us in Judge Kelly's chambers. Kelly is out of town. Now, you can tell Bell where that is now. You got everything straight?
Yes.
Good. I'll see you in court. 15 minutes early.
Yes, Monday is a busy morning. And not only for Perry Mason. Prosecutor Apt has been busy, too. You see, this is Mr. Apt's big day. Today he plans to hand Mason a smashing defeat, clinch his case against May Grant, and earn fame, glory, and distinction for himself. And so Mr. Apt took special care with his appearance this morning. He shaved a little more closely, combed his hair just a bit more smoothly. Now, at exactly 15 minutes before court is scheduled to convene, Mr. Apt strides confidently towards the courtroom. But as Mr. Apt reaches the courtroom, as he smiles in his democratic way at the attendant and goes inside...
Good morning, Joseph.
Mr. Apt gets something of a surprise. Mr. Apt is surprised to see Perry Mason and Mason's secretary and the defendant in what is apparently a most serious and important consultation. Now, as Mr. Apt edges up to the defense table...
But, Mr. Mason, I don't...
May.
Oh, well, this looks like an important early morning conference.
Hmm? Oh, Mr. Apt. Good morning. Yes, it's most important.
Oh, really?
Mrs. Grant has just made a revelation to me that... Frankly, I am astounded.
Well, what...
It's a new development.
Quiet, Della, please. Oh. This, after all, is the opposition.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. I almost spilled the beans, didn't I?
Yes.
Ah, something does seem to have happened.
Yes, well, I can tell you it'll change the whole complexion of it. Excuse me, Mr. Apt, I have...
Oh, don't hurry away.
Mm, what? Why?
Would you step over here a minute? Yeah, just for a minute.
Well, make it brief.
Yeah.
I tell you, this thing has really upset me. Well?
Mason, well, this wouldn't be the first move of a change of strategy.
Hmm?
It's a little late to change your plea.
Oh.
Everyone, Judge Selby and the jury, can read the handwriting on the wall.
Oh, yes, yes, the handwriting.
The conviction is in my pocket. Everyone knows it.
See?
Including you. So?
So don't rob you of your glory by throwing Mrs. Grant on the mercy of the court. Is that what you want to say?
Not at all. I'm warning you. That woman won't escape one iota of her just punishment. Your motive for changing her plea at the last desperate moment would be only too plain.
Mm. And if not, you'd make it plain that I was bidding for sympathy.
It would be my duty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can stop worrying about that.
Hmm?
Why should I plead her guilty? She isn't.
Oh. So you're going to keep on fighting?
Of course. And with this new development...
Yes, the new development. Well, you keep fighting, Mr. Mason.
Yes, sir, I hope you do.
Hmm.
Good morning.
What did you say to him, Perry? He looked happy.
Mr. Apt was afraid I was going to change May's plea.
Oh, well, then he's not worried about the new development.
No. He's so confident.
Excuse me, Mr. Mason, but what are you and Della talking about? What have I told you?
You haven't told us anything yet. But you will, before long.
I don't understand.
And you don't have to. By the way, something for you to do.
Hmm?
Here, this check. Here's a check for you to sign.
On our joint account. Bill's already signed it.
Yes.
For $1,000.
All you do is countersign it, May.
But
here's my pen.
All right, Mr. Mason.
Oh, and date it also.
Oh, what is the date?
Date it a month ago.
Month?
Yes, make it the 17th of February.
All right, if you say so. February 17th.
Hmm? Now, while I block this...
Can you tell me the news now, Mr. Mason?
Oh, you were going to tell me in a moment. But there's something else. Have you that little photograph of Dory with you?
Well, yes, in my purse. I always carry it.
Would you get it out, please?
Right here.
What's the matter?
It's underneath my sewing. I'm finishing some baby doll clothes for Dory. Here it is.
No, don't hand it to me. Can you take it out of the frame?
Well, I guess I can.
All right, take it out of the frame. Bella?
I'm standing in front of her, Perry.
Keep your eye on Apt. Warn us if he starts over here.
Here you are, Mr. Mason.
Now, keep it down. Don't let anyone see what you're doing.
Oh? But why?
You will understand in a little while. Now, I want you to write something on the back of that photo. Are you ready?
Yes, if you want me to. I don't know what this is all about, but I've still got your pen.
No, don't use mine. Use yours for this.
All right, Mr. Mason.
Bella, is Amp watching us?
No, not now. He's talking to a reporter.
Good. Now, right on the back of Dory's picture, this single sentence. This seems like the only way out. And sign it in full.
This seems like the only way out. Well, that sounds like a farewell note.
Oh, go ahead. It's all right if your hand shakes a little while you write it.
Go on, May. Finish it.
All right. The only way out. Mrs. William Grant. Dorothy May Grant.
Here's an envelope now, May. You put it in and seal it up.
All right, now give it to me.
You're taking my picture.
Yes.
But...
for a very good reason.
Does Bill know what's going on, Mr. Mason?
No, May.
I wish I could see Bill.
Well, perhaps you will after...
After what?
First the picture, please.
Oh, here. Now, can you tell me?
Yes. May, do you know where we stand?
Yes. Mr. Apt is so certain of convicting you, May, that he doesn't want Perry to cop a plea.
That's a vernacular for changing your plea to guilty and hoping for mercy. But by the time Apt gets through leading Kitty through her testimony...
I won't get any mercy. But what's all that got to do with...
Things have been happening, May.
Perry has been making them happen. What things?
You see, I expected to prove you innocent in court.
Yes, until Kitty's alibi stood up. Mr. Gadrady's.
Yes. Now, of course, in time, I will prove Gadrady's a liar. In time, I'll expose the real murderer of Marcel Blanc. But I need time.
So, we have to go the long way round. Well, we thought we could find out who framed you after we proved you were innocent. Oh.
But the frame is too good. We can't break it here in court. So, as we said, things have been happening.
And you can find out who framed me?
In time.
But if it'll take time...
It will.
Oh, Mr. Mason, there isn't much time. So
we're going to stop the trial.
Well, how? You asked Judge Selby for a recess and he refused.
Since the court won't give Perry time to complete his defense...
We'll have to take it.
What? Through the new development?
Mm-hmm.
What is this new development?
Well, you are to tell me, remember?
Oh, what am I to tell you?
About your baby, May.
Baby? You mean Dory?
Oh, no. The baby you're going to have.
I'm going to have a baby?
Well, now she's told us, hasn't she?
Yes, Chief.
What are you talking about? Mr. Mason!
That's what you just told me, that you're going to have a baby. Congratulations, May. You make me very happy.
What in the world is Perry Mason talking about? One thing you can be sure. It's quite likely that Mr. Frederick App's smoothly combed hair would stand straight up if he had any idea of what's just been said at the defense table. Yes, as you can guess, Mr. App is in for a rude shock. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?